Yeah, I think, you know, coming back to the songwriting space that we were talking about, you know, it's important for me, I think, to have opportunities as a songwriter to showcase your ability. I remember just being able to play for other songwriters was a huge thing for me, right? So I think having a very, very high-end songwriters night would be something that I would love, right, for new artists to come and be able to, you know, play their favorite song or the best song that they have in front of other songwriters. And for me, it wasn't, well, man, I'll come and play this and I'll get a record deal and I'll be Garth Brooks. It was, I would love to play my best song and some songwriter that I love, hear it and go, I want to write a song with that guy, because then that's my next opportunity to write my next best song. So I think being able to have a space for up-and-coming songwriters to do that, I think is paramount. And I think there are places that happens in Nashville, but there can never be enough of those places, because that is the reason that, you know, Colin eventually ended up hearing about me, is I was playing 3-4 nights a week for free, playing songs that I wrote to anybody that would listen, in hopes that someone that I thought would be interested in writing another song with me or giving my songs an opportunity. I didn't have a publishing deal until after I got my record deal. So I wasn't someone who was at a publisher for years and years, and it was like, well, we should give this guy a chance to be an artist. Nobody would give me a chance. I just kept going and playing every night until eventually someone was like, I think this guy's got something. So I think having a space where that can happen is of huge importance to me.